Schoen's squad formed on the southeastern corner beneath the cannon platform. It had been 45 minutes since the last wave. She was afraid to wait any longer. The number of ants still seen to be twitching in the piles was rapidly shrinking.
"We want the ones still alive if we can find them," she admonished the team. "Or just recently dead."
They nodded. With Felix in the lead, the five of them went over the wall. They were lucky. The first pile they reached had ants still jerking spastically. Felix and Dominguez stood watch while Schoen directed Ling and Morleone where and what to cut.
"Damn,"
gasped Dominguez, staring at the carnage before their eyes. Felix agreed.
"Damn."
When they headed back, Felix saw that Schoen's face looked pale behind her faceplate.
"Good for you," he thought.
The fifth hour began with the rotation of several groups back into the bunker for rest. All the scouts were in the first group. They were going out again, Felix was told, as soon as they returned. Felix eagerly accepted the opportunity, finding to his surprise that he had been looking forward to a shower all along. Later, he sat dripping in the head, smoking and watching himself in the mirror. "You sure got used to this in a hurry," he thought. He found the mess with little trouble. He sat on a bench and sipped a mug of hot tea given him by an enthusiastic galley tech. At the next table, several young warriors discussed their first-ever sight of ants. Some were beginning to feel a delayed reaction of nausea at the experience. Two said they wouldn't look the second time it happened. One said he felt sorry for all those poor ants.
"I think I would have mutinied if I'd been one of them," he offered.
Felix laughed. He wandered the passageways until he found the main hall. It was the largest room he had found by far. In it, several techs were aligning hundreds of seats and benches. On the far wall, a huge blank screen hung before the rows of empty seats. One of the techs explained that the old man was planning to address everyone later. Felix picked a seat at random and sat down to smoke and think. He stared at the screen. He thought some more. He finished a cigarette and lit another. He thought. What was wrong with him? His mind told him this was wrong, this was a lie, and his guts, his instincts, told him the same thing. There was a frailty here not yet seen. But he couldn't get excited about it. He couldn't get scared enough. His thoughts drifted to Kent. He hadn't seen him on the wall, watching the slaughter. Embarrassed, he figured. A lot was expected from everybody's hero. But that didn't include a perfectly normal reaction to a perfectly abnormal dose of horror. He thought back to the easy tones he had heard from the man, and of the handsome face he had met earlier in the drop bay. All of it fitted with what Forrest had told him.